Welcome to Minute Impossible. It's Friday. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the Mission Impossible franchise, 1 minute at a time. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Chris.
Now we're all gun shy. I'm Thomas.
And I'm Matthew.
Welcome back to Thomas Howeth and Matthew Soto for one last day on our week of explosions and guns and helicopters and motorcycles and street lamps.
Jonathan, don't leave me behind like the flames got left behind last minute.
Get back there. Get back on your red motorcycle and you shut up. You get on your Daytona.
It's going to take me a while to get there because I'm going 5 miles an hour.
Okay.
That's as fast
Guys,
as they
I don't
go.
Want to go too fast. And this minute begins with a killer slow motion shot at a gas tank and ends with Ethan telling Luther to pick her up. So the culmination of yesterday's, I almost called it a smoothie, his stoppy. Smoothie. His stoppy.
Smoothies.
His forward front door, front motorcycle wheel stop wheelie, forward wheelie, is that he's doing some sort of spin move on the motorcycle. The music cuts out, and then Ethan shoots the Falcon, the Ford Falcon, 117 times with his gun. I don't know how many bullets are in that clip, but it's a lot. Because he was shooting, I have not counted every bullet that he shot.
He shoots a lot.
It's over 25.
At that point, what are you doing this movies by minute? I mean, we count every single shell in Roughneck Minute.
Oh, well, that's ridiculous.
Well, we actually didn't do that. I'm just giving you a hard time.
You liar. You liar. Yeah, he shoots the gas tank, the old movie trope of shooting a gas tank. We've learned basically from Mythbusters that to get anything to blow up by its gas tank is so hard that they have to fake it. Like, they have to, like, basically throw a stick of dynamite down there.
Yeah.
To ignite anything on fire. But it's a movie trope, so it's just like movie physics. We have to be okay with it.
Well, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, this is our final explosion for the week.
Yep. What are we up to?
This is number four.
Four, yeah.
Four explosions for 5 days.
It's not bad. Not bad.
Too shabby.
How are we on the woo scale?
It kind of dips a little here, I think. This isn't quite as high.
It is extreme woo, but I didn't find it thrilling. I thought it was a pretty shot.
So it was too woo and then not woo enough.
This is like Kung Woo.
Okay.
Instead of Kung Fu.
What would have made it maximum woo would have been if he would, instead, when he pops that wheelie, he slides onto his side, skids on the motorcycle, the car flips over him, and he shoots it while it's up in the air.
Oh.
But that's not Michael Bay, though. Woo. You know,
that's maximum woo.
That's kind of
so
a Michael
Bay thing, I'm with Thomas. I think that it dips.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's a hard level to maintain.
Yeah.
You can't maintain that level.
You can't maintain maximum woo. That's why it's maximum.
Right.
I mean, if you're on average woo, yes, it's average woo. So RIP guys in the Ford Falcon. Yep. They blow up also. Well, they may have survived, maybe.
I'm going to say nah, just like the license plate says.
Okay, nah.
They may have survived, but this car is done for.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they got a car that was stuck together with, like, bubble gum or something.
But the car does have its own engine.
Yes.
So it's one. It's more car than that car that got exploded on the fence.
They knew they were going to be a little closer up on this one.
The car is gone, and Ethan sees the rest of the Ambros driving up toward him, and they're driving past again 9 million street lamps, and he does a cool wheelie burnout and drives off into the grass.
I like all the stuff, you know, the no parking signs along that road as well, too. Just, no, hey, no parking. Don't drop off. No parking.
Well, because it's an active tourist site.
Yeah.
In real life.
Okay.
like, let's not take down the signs. We're not going to set
There's fines
this
for
thing.
That.
I don't even know if they really went in that place, other than putting up a fake fence that they could break with the cars as they left. I don't know if they actually, other than being on top of it, and I don't know if they used the inside of the whole thing. A lot of it was set. because the lighting is way too specific. And it, that's not maximum woo, but that's pretty average woo.
Okay.
On the inside. So the Ambrose go driving by, and Granny Ambrose on his Daytona, he is following along on the in the grass too. They're all driving in the grass, which is a no-no.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ethan is back on the road again because you can't stay on the grass because, as we learned, those bikes are not made for grass.
You know, Jonathan?
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you know this, but I was in the military.
Oh, yeah. Well, you haven't mentioned it yet. So what, I can't believe you waited till minute 105 to tell me you were in the military.
There are certain parts on bases where it tells you you're not allowed to walk on the grass if you're in the military. Like they'll say, like, seamen, stay off the grass.
I mean, you can't get semen out of the grass once you
exactly. Once you get once in there. It's in there, it's done.
Ugh. Yep.
Ugh. Well, first, thank you for your service. Two, stop bringing it up.
I'm never going to stop. How's that new phone treating you, though?
My new phone? It's awesome. Let's talk about it. God, it has been a while since we've talked.
I got one right here, too.
Wait, you have a new phone?
You got a new phone, too? No, mine's not new at all anymore. Okay. But last time Thomas and I talked, yeah, it was new.
He was very proud of it.
I was very proud of it. I talked about it a lot. Almost as much as Thomas brings up he was in the military.
Yeah. Okay.
And the motorcycle drives. This is the cool motorcycle. The I'm just calling it the double V. That sounds dirty. It's the triple. The triple drives past another farm, and then we see the helicopter. The helicopter is also following. And amazingly, Luther has finally fixed that laptop.
Oh my God, it's taking forever.
The laptop that was blown up a month and a half ago.
Yep.
In the van. When the van blew up, there was shrapnel in the one computer that could track Naya, of course. And he's been working on it diligently in the helicopter for the past month. We are so glad to have it back. He's been doing that. He's been multitasking. Look, he had to do that. He had to shoot a guy with a nine millimeter, and then also with a grenade launcher.
Mm-hmm.
He's had a busy morning.
And he didn't even have his coffee yet.
Yeah, there's this cool thing that Wu does here where he has Ambrose coming over in the red bike.
Mm-hmm.
And the way his body is silhouetted with his hair and everything, like half a second later, it becomes Ethan on his bike with the exact same silhouette.
And speaking of silhouettes, that is definitely not Duke Gray Scott on that motorcycle.
Right.
This, I mean, you know what's funny? It looks like Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
It's actually the same guy that did the stoppie.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's probably the same guy who did the stoppie.
Oh, they have a guy?
Yeah.
Well, luckily, they all have the same hairdo because Ambrose had his hair from doubling Ethan.
Exactly.
He's got the chin, too, that the stoppie guy had.
Yeah, they just.
But yeah, it's a good match cut when they go from that to Ethan. I mean, this whole segment is filled with great cuts at the beginning, and that's I'll talk more about that in my technique of the Epta.
And that's definitely Ethan on the motorcycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because anything that's also he seems to ride a motorcycle fast the same way. He rides the bike in Rogue Nation the exact same way. Yep. and in Fallout.
Yeah.
He has his legs out. He does this leg thing where he's like, what's it called, Thomas, when you drag your leg when you're doing like motorcycle racing?
I mean, it's counterbalancing yourself, but.
Yeah. That seems to be the way he was trained because he's always doing it. Even when like he's just turning right in this scene, he's not in any way going to go down that low. But he kicks his knee out like he's going to do.
There's
that.
A good chance he did this like when he was a kid or something, or he went to classes to train for how to do it.
And I had like a dirt bike segment.
Either a dirt bike or even speed bike racing. It's more speed bike racing.
Yeah.
Like where they do that. So he may have gone to a few, like a lot of courses to train to do that.
And that makes sense because he is, I mean, it's speed bike racing is like aggressive.
Right.
Racing, so you would want to be as a you know, like you need to be able to handle it without freaking out that you're going to because if you put your knee on the ground and you're not prepared for that, I mean, obviously they would prepare you with knee pads, but
we do see a couple of shots in the next couple of weeks where he's doing some pretty insane things on these bikes, you know, just on his own, you know,
So you're talking regular woo or maximum woo?
Sort of like cowboy woo.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, nice.
That's a lot of woo.
That is a lot of woo. But we'll get to that next week or the week after.
Okay. I can't wait.
Yeah, you're gonna.
I like pushing this bar up on this maximum woo.
Mm-hmm.
There's really nothing, I would say, in this minute. This woo has dipped a little, so we're not going to go any higher in this minute.
No.
I mean, I am very excited to see the laptop working again, but that's about it. We are now completely gone from Bear Island. We are on our way to Sydney, back to Sydney. So, because that's where Ethan says Naya is. You guys have had minutes with no Naya whatsoever. She's just been talked about.
Hmm. I can tell you there's no way that Luther hears a word that he says into this microphone.
Oh, there's no way anyone has heard anything. One's in a helicopter talking to someone on a bicycle.
Exactly.
On a motorcycle. Good luck. Good luck with an earpiece.
Yep.
There's no way anyone's hearing anybody. It's just a lot of...
Wait, how'd you say? Echo?
I don't want to blow into my mic and make a weird noise.
So I'll do it. Edit it out.
No, no. Okay. Keep your lips off my mic.
Okay.
Did we talk about how overdramatic the spin was that he does to take off?
Okay, let's talk about the overdramatic spin.
Sure. Like, he is facing the right direction already.
Yes!
He's really facing the right direction.
There was no reason to spin. Again, he could have just stopped.
Yeah.
Maybe he shot out, warm up his
picked his feet up and go. It took longer to spin around than it would have just to go.
Also, the way he pulls out that gun again is amazing. Why
did
he
put it up? Levels his arm backwards like he's going to shoot backwards at the thing and then whips his arm around to get the momentum to spin the bike.
Well, if you look, I can't tell. Did he holster his gun again or is it in his hand as he does the stoppy?
It
must be in his hand, right?
It must be.
Because the next second he has it and he's doing the spinny move.
Yeah, he overextends his arm backwards. It's crazy.
Yeah, that second one, I don't think he has it in his hand, actually, but
I think the actor has it in his hand. The stuntman has it in his hand, but I think it's implied, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was shooting it earlier, and then he pulled the stoppy, so he didn't have time to put it back in. So it's implied that it's in his hand somewhere, or he's got it holstered somewhere near him to grab it.
You don't need to use that hand unless you're using the clutch, which that's another thing is he would have to be somehow during his stoppie, he would have had to have gone into neutral to be able to do this.
are you saying that once again, movie physics are not working correctly?
No, he could have gone into neutral while he was doing the stoppie, but your left hand is the clutch hand, so you don't need to be holding anything. So he could have a gun in his hand and have his hand rested against the handlebar pretty easily.
After we see the entire squad going after him, it's actually kind of nice. Matt, I think you had brought it up earlier, the interface.
I like the interface. Actually, it was kind of an upper inflection question. Kind of, this is a great interface. Is it? I guess
it looks like something from an 80s video game.
Yeah. It's not a great interface because we talked about it when it was originally showing to us, and the amount of information it gives sucks. It just gives coordinates.
Yeah, longe and lat, and your range to them, and how good the signal is.
And the longitude and latitude, at least in the last time we saw it, was reversed. And I'm guessing they haven't changed it.
They're also changing like crazy as well, too. For a signal B, it goes to 38, 12 for south and east, and then down to 51, 59, 14,
13. I assume Naya is running serpentine.
Okay.
Down the road. What do you think? And so it's changing these minuscule numbers all over the place. Like, oh, it's north, south, east, and west.
Yeah. So she's just like, oh, I don't know where I'm going.
I've got Chimera.
I'm going to die. I got to go kill
myself.
Who's
target A? Who's target B here?
I'm looking for a bra. For the love of God, someone help me.
Who's target A and who's target B here?
Excellent question. I'm glad you noticed. Target A is Ethan. Okay, target B is Naya.
Is there anywhere where Ethan and Naya are on the screen at the same time?
Yes, when they were in the biosite building.
Okay.
And B showed up. Gotcha. So there is some consistency, which is actually kind of nice. So if you look at the map, you can actually see they're not close right now.
Yeah.
They're not on the same map. We won't see this map. This is a pretty nice laptop. It's able to give you cross sections of each floor each person is on in a building. So dang. Right now it's barely doing its job. It's just basically pinpointing where they are in Sydney.
The one inconsistency here is that both targets say they're at the same location.
Yeah. I don't know why that is. Look,
well,
I didn't make this interface.
They're off by a few, but yeah, they're pretty darn close.
Yeah.
New South Wales. The NSW. I had to think about it for a second. I definitely know that Sydney is in New South Wales.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess we're going back to Sydney for the climax. Well, I guess is the climax to this movie. I thought that the scene in the bunker was going to be the climax.
No, the climax was obviously the bridge scene with them going over the fire.
Oh, yeah. There can't be anything else, right?
That's no. It. That's the climax. That's it.
We had talked about this a couple of weeks ago and probably last week too. We talked about this movie doesn't know where to end.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
And this was the scene where I was like, where are we going? I remember being in the theater going, I don't care anymore.
I don't know about you guys, but I definitely climaxed.
I'm still edging myself, so okay. I'm good. Thank you.
Minute's almost over. Be careful.
There was a lot of semen on the grass that day.
Exactly. There's no grass in my house.
Well, you just like motorcycles. I was like, ugh, I don't understand. I'm like, I don't care. Just go get Naya, please. This is probably where they lost me, Chris. And this would be the second ending.
Yeah.
And we're going to get a third ending and then a fourth ending.
Yep. It goes full Lord of the Rings on this.
Yep. Every person gets to end their story. It's like, oh.
Before the Lord of the Rings.
Just wrap it up, please. Yep. So this minute ends with him talking to Luther about going to pick her up as he's yelling into his watch. And I can say for certain, he looks at his watch, says, she doesn't have that, time is running out, and we do not get a close-up of the watch. Again, way to go, guys, on not showing us the ticking clock in this ticking clock scene.
Yeah.
If you showed it, then it'd have to be accurate, and you'd have to figure out how much time there actually was. So
they haven't shown it since he started the timer.
Yeah.
And no.
They do show it again later.
They show it later at the end.
Yeah.
But they have not been showing it, and it's a real nice, I've said it every week, it's a real nice moment because I don't want to see it. It's just going to make me think about it. So,
now, just trust Ethan at this point. I mean, she's only got a little bit of time left. So you don't need to see it. Just trust him.
And, you know, again, the thing is that when you're watching it straight through without the minute-by-minute end of things, you're not thinking about it. Mostly.
Nope. Yeah.
Yep, you're just going with the action.
I'm just mad that Ambrose isn't riding his motorcycle faster than this movie's not ending. That's what I was mad about at this point, watching it normal.
Guys, don't go so fast.
Can you slow down? I'm scared.
What's funny, and you guys are the best people to ask, are you able to watch your movie again for a while?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. How long did it take you after the movie ended? Like you've wrapped to be able to watch it again and not think about stuff.
Well, oh, not thinking about stuff, that's different. But
like just enjoy it. Just go to see a movie.
I don't know. I watched Neverending Story several times afterwards because just about that time, that was when Taylan was getting into it. Mm-hmm. So watching it with her was different than analyzing it. Like I got to see like her get excited about stuff.
Yeah, stuff you've never noticed, or got excited about, and she thought it was interesting.
Right. So, yeah, so there's
that's
that
where I am with the kids. I can't get any of them to watch Mission Impossible. I did get my oldest to see Fallout because we went and saw it in Dolby.
Okay.
So, in Atmos. So he was like, whoa, that was insane.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, there are other ones. We can watch them. And he's seen a couple of them, but I can't get him to like, I'm like, hey, I'm watching three. Anybody want to watch it? They're all like, no.
my son went to go see Rogue Nation and Fallout with me, and he saw this one the other day, a couple weeks back. Because it was,
what do you think?
He liked this one. He thought it had the most action at the end, because most of the time he wasn't paying attention. But
this is a very kid-friendly second movie. Yeah. It's a lot of hectic action, and I think it's explosions. I mean, we had 4 in 5 days.
Yeah.
I think this one is for kids, a good primer.
Yeah,
first one's a little slow and espionage.
He's not he's watched pieces of the first one, like the CIA break-in. Like, he thought that was cool, and he thought the train thing was really cool. But he won't watch the whole movie. He hasn't watched 3 because he has no desire. 4, he watched the Burj Khalifa bit because he thought that was cool. And he actually watched from Burj Khalifa till the end on that one.
That's a with the sandstorm, with
the sandstorm, and the car park sequence. He thought that was really cool. But his favorite
This has that. This has those kind of like action kinetic set pieces, for lack of a better term.
But my
term.
Son's
this
favorite stuff. Is still Fallout. I mean, he saw it in IMAX and he saw it in Dolby. So
I think my son's is also Fallout. Yeah. My oldest,
because he was just impressed with what they did. But my son again is 12, so he's getting to that age where this sort of stuff is cool to him.
I was thinking about this the other day, and we ask this every once in a while when I remember. What's your favorite part about this movie? Now, when you think back on it, Thomas, like this movie, is there a part that is did we have you on for a quintessential part that you liked, or what is there a part that like you all, anytime someone says Mission Impossible 2? And you're not joking about it, and you're like,
I would say, yeah, definitely the part we've just been through, the motorcycle part where he's taking over like that section, like taking the bikes from the guys and making that his getaway instead of the getaway that was planned.
About you, Matt, anything in this movie as we're getting closer to wrapping up this season? Anything like this movie like makes you kind of go, yeah, this is the quintessential MI2.
As I said, I really was into the new metal and the everything song, like that, so that was pretty much it. But then again, I also kind of remember that for this movie and for Highlander Endgame, they kind of merged together, because I still had no clue what was going on in the middle of both of those movies, but both of them had really good endings.
Gotcha. Yes, that is actually a pretty good way to think about it. It is very Highlander in the middle. You're like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, like, what are they talking about?
Because Highlander, the first Highlander especially, is kind of slow after the opening. It opens really well, and then it has the whole sequence with Sean Connery, and then it keeps cutting back and forth to the mystery. And once it picks up again when the Kurgan returns with the Sean Connery part, then it really gets going again. But that movie's really slow in the middle, and it's got those two big extended action sequences at the beginning and at the end that really, really kind of bookend it, you know?
Oh, well, I was talking about Endgame, actually. Highlander Endgame came out around the same time as this one.
Yeah.
I mean, even that movie, I have no clue what's going on in Highlander Endgame anymore. Like, oh, I remember a lady.
It was a mess. Yeah. The thing I think about this movie that gets me is that Naya is so, Tandy Newton is so underused. I think she would have been the right thing. If she'd cat burglared more in this movie, I think the middle part would have been better.
Yeah.
We're now at the part
if they had a reason for her to go into Ambrose outside of just, you know, finding out what the deal was, like if he had something she had to steal, like if he really did have one of the pieces of a Bellerophon or a Chimera and she had to steal that, that would have been much more interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
How I would have written it. You know?
Oh, well, we're never going to get that movie.
No. Who knows?
Maybe they can only make amends in the new movies.
Exactly.
And have strong female characters. So that's good.
Exactly.
Well, let's do this, guys. I'm gonna try and learn how to do a stoppy. Okay. And I'm going to do this spin move, and we're going to jump into Tech of the App. So let me grab the clutch. Is that what you do? It's called grabbing the clutch. I don't even know how. I don't understand how motorcycles work. So here we go. Whee! Hey, you guys like the screeching tires? I'm rad, huh?
Oh, totally rad.
Thanks, that was pretty badass.
Pretty slick, man. What did they call you,
put
DK?
I'm glad I put it on this Zoom recording so you can see it.
Do they have like any kind of nickname for you, like DK or something like that?
No, I don't have a nickname on this show. I have a nickname on another show.
Okay.
That's Bandit, because it's about cars. And I'm an old man, so I like Smokey the Bandit.
Smokey and the Bandit.
Smoking the Bandit.
But, yeah, welcome to Tech of the Ep, the last Tech of the Ep. You get to pick a Tech of the Week if you want, gentlemen. Pick something from this week or something from just today. It's your prerogative. Since Thomas went last yesterday, he has to go first today.
I'm going to give this one up to the computer that's finally working.
Welcome back, computer. Yeah, this thing's been a pain in the butt for the past month. And I got to get it fixed, guys. I don't have it fixed yet. I don't know where Nye is. Why we have to have this one secret magical computer is stupid. But yes, welcome back, computer.
There we go.
Computer.
Hello, computer. Oh, how quaint.
What about you, Chris?
My tech and technique of the ep and week is the spin turn stoppy, and it's more about the editing of it. The editor has him turning four times before he actually shoots, and I think that's awesome. That's so woo to me.
Yeah.
It was not just woo. It's also Brian De Palma. Brian De Palma does that. Yeah, multiple times, multiple cameras. It's almost like
comic book frames.
Yeah. But it's something that Brian De Palma does very well also, because it's one of those things that I've always admired about him and Wu, that they do this multiple angle, multiple shot edits. And it's
have I been brought up again? I've been conjured. No one's talked to me. It feels like forever since I've been here. How's everybody?
Oh, hey. How you doing?
It's De Palma. He's come back from the dead.
I'm not dead. I'm just in a closet.
Yeah. Where were you, man? Where were you? Were you hanging out with Tommy?
He was hanging out over there with...
Hey, did somebody say my name too? It's Tommy Paramount, everybody.
Yeah, this guy's annoying. I don't like him.
They've been partying with Townsend back there in the...
You said Townsend.
Sorry, Robert
Townsend. Robert Townsend's, Robert Townsend's
over there. Meteor Man's over there.
Hey, Meteor Man. I'm Robert Town. I wrote Chinatown. Well, I'm glad all they came out. Now that you've conjured them, they're just staring at me.
I know. It's like
disconcerting.
Somebody called the Ghostbusters. I don't want to know what
that room is like, the tension in that room.
You don't want to know what it smells like either.
Smell. Yeah. Thank you. It's dank. For me, my tech of the ep on at least this one. Oh, we only have 10 minutes left. My tech of the ep on this one is going to have to be, you know what? I'm going with the bike for the week. It's because we were introduced to the motorcycles this week, so I'm going with the... Triumph Triple.
Solid choice.
Good choice. Black motorcycle. Triumph Triple. So it's an awesome motorcycle. We're going to get to see it more the rest of this week. Next week's it's gonna launch us literally into some maximum woo. So I'm excited to break down more about it. Hopefully it doesn't explode or anything.
Right. That would be bad.
That would be very bad.
Matt, what about you?
I was going to go with the Triumph as well, too, but I knew someone was going to use that one as well. So I'm going to go with the Falcons on this one. The first one takes a hit and keeps on kicking. Second one takes another hit, but apparently gets a new tire back instead of blowing it out again. But otherwise, I mean, they're decent, you know, Ambrose cars.
Basically, you're saying these rental cars are fantastic.
These rental cars, these fleet cars are really good for what they're being used for at the moment. And yes, yeah, good hench cars.
And thank you for picking the greatest colors ever.
Oh, beige. Champagne and white.
Yep. Way to go, guys. You've made it through an entire week. I appreciate it. And because you guys have done such a good job, I'm going to let you plug something that you'd like to. Thomas, tell us about yourself and things you are doing.
All right. If you want to find me on any social media, look for me at The Wookie Lives and check out CritStormcast. If you're not into D&D, it might be a fun way to get into it. Listen to us play, listen to us screw up the rules and learn about them and have fun while we're doing it.
Cool. What about you, Matt?
I would just do my own Movies by Minute podcast, the Independence Day Minute. We're going over the movie Independence Day 1 minute at a time. I think we initially had a plan to end it directly on July 4th, but as it's coming up pretty soon, I don't think we're going to be able to do it. But hey, the idea was initially started on July 4th of last year, so hey, we got that going for us.
Yeah, you should put it out a last episode on July 4th, and then... just keep working. Like, just put the last one out on July 4th and then just go back and just continue where you were.
Oh, God.
And that way it doesn't matter. And that way when somebody goes, when did you start? July 4th. When did you end? The last episode's on July 4th the next year.
Okay. And technically, that'd be true.
Semantics. And don't worry about why are there another month and a half of episodes after that? Oh, yeah. Well, we put the last episode out on July 4th.
Well, no,
yeah.
They'd never know that if they backdated the episodes after that.
Exactly.
They'd just be in order. Episode.
Oh, hey, they ended. That's awesome.
All right. Did everybody go?
Yeah,
except for
you. Except for Chris.
I got nothing
to plug. Anything? Chris, did you plug anything, Chris?
Chris has nothing to plug.
I got nothing to plug.
Me neither. I will plug this, though. Guys, find us everywhere you know where. Patreon.com/MinuteImpossible. We are working on some new episodes of our Patreon. That'll be out soon. We appreciate our patrons. Thank you so much for helping us keep the pirate ship running over here. And if you want to talk to us on Facebook, go to the Impossible Minute Force. Find us there. Until next week, I've been Jonathan.
I've been Chris.
I've been Thomas.
And I've been Matthew.
This minute will self-destruct.
Luther, I'm doing a wheelie. You might call it a stoppie.